How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
It's time to dive deep, literally, into the icy mysteries of Europa, Jupiter's frozen moon that might just be the cosmic Atlantis. We're cracking the ice on Europa's potential subsurface ocean and asking the big questions. Are alien squids plotting to overthrow Earth? Could Europa's ocean host life, or at least a killer alien shark movie? And how does radiation fit into all this? Spoiler, it's not great for suntans. We'll explore the latest research, NASA's Europa Clipper mission, and why some scientists think this moon could be the best bet for finding extraterrestrial life. Join us as we get salty about Europa's briny waters, speculate wildly because science, and discuss whether Europa's icy surface is nature's biggest no trespassing sign this week on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth. Truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a wet episode of Hysteria 51.
You saying wet just made me gag worse than you did on the hairball episode earlier this week.
Are you sure it didn't make you moist?
Ooh. If you are trying to make me hate you, stop. You succeeded when you showed up.
I love it when David is here. He has the best mustache.
Shut the hell up, Kyle. You sound dumb every time you speak.
Ha ha! Life! Even if it's artificial, it still sucks. So, at least you know it's a constant. But we're not letting that get us down. So we go looking for more life this week in our own solar system, our own backyard, so to speak.
Yeah, right next door to us, Brent. We are coming to you from good old Terra, a.k.a. Oith.
Spoiler, it's a shithole.
I don't know if I could necessarily disagree with him on that one.
That is true.
Brent's in the lower fourth, known as Nashville, the lower fourth dimension with the bots.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm in good old parts unknown Colorado under two feet of snow.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, you ready to record this afternoon? He's like, whenever you want, I'm snowed in. It's like in the 40s here, and I'm like, it's so cold. It's actually like 50 degrees.
It just would not stop dumping. It's literally 2 feet, probably more.
Man.
And we pay a service to plow for us. They don't come.
Usually got to pay double to get plowed like that, especially if they're not going to come.
They just watch. They said they just want to watch.
Welcome back to Hysteria 51. If it's your first time, I'm so sorry. But we're not just talking about coming and plowing. We're talking about space. We're getting back to our roots. It's kind of fun, right? We've been on a, talking about this and that, weird news a lot and everything. It's good to get back to good old what ifs and alien life. And, we're talking about the big old gas giant, not John Goforth this week, but Jupiter. Sorry, John. John's been busy working on his Denver the Last Dinosaur Taylor Dane fan crossover fiction recently. So he hasn't had time to.
What a pull.
He hasn't had
to. John's out here catching strays, but now I'm starting to question.
He is the president and full body of her fan base. So, the Taylor Dane fan club, johngoforth.com. But anyway, Jupiter is what we're talking about. Why is Jupiter so fascinating, that big old gassy bastard?
Jupiter?
Yeah, it's just so
fun. It's the biggest thing we got going
here. It's got a big old fucking storm that won't stop producing. And, you know, they say it's the reason that we're still here. It's so big.
That we're safe, yeah.
It sucks up all the big asteroids and comets and alien spaceship careening towards us. That literally, they say it's one of the reasons that, you know, we weren't destroyed, or, you know, we didn't have more extinction events like with the dinosaurs.
It's a goalkeeper. We're Manchester U, and it's the goalkeeper for Manchester U.
I went with goalie instead of goalkeeper.
Whose
but
face
yeah.
I have. We're the U.S. soccer team, and it's what's his name, Tim Howard?
You've lost me at soccer, football. I don't know. And it's funny because when I was back in Chicagoland,
Tim Howard, Superman,
we hung out at a Irish bar, and all they did was watch soccer, and I just never picked up on any of it. They are some passionate people.
I've developed an interest for the World Cup, at least.
Nice.
I like watching.
The owner there, Brendan White, Chalky, shout out to Chalky. He was a professional soccer player. Now he owns Soccer X. And good buddy of mine. Still, I'm like, that's cool. I talk about dick and fart jokes with aliens.
We're the same.
Yeah, samesies. But we're not just talking about Jupiter. We're talking about Europa, one of its 95 freaking moons. That's a lot of fucking moons, man. And we're not talking about little bitty things. These are things that are big enough to be classified as a moon, not little things. But Europa's special. It's the fourth largest. Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. Those are the four big ones. And they were actually discovered all the way back in 1610 by Galileo. So, that dude was putting in the work. And,
he was.
Yeah, so he gets research credit this week. But
isn't that wild?
Oh, man, crazy that he could
Jupiter.
Even see. Yeah.
You could go out here tonight and see Jupiter. It's just a light right now.
Yeah, right. Yes,
looks
exactly.
Like a star, but yeah, you get a decent telescope and boom.
One thing I like about living where we do now is there's no light pollution. And the Big Dipper is right above our property. You can see it every night, just clear as day, as long as, as long as the sky's clear. But you can just see so many things in the sky that back home, they were all planes. and pollution. So that's fun. But yeah, one of 95. And the rest of the bastard children, they came at later dates or were discovered at later dates, as, bastards are known to do. But
I mean, it's basically like, you're talking about it's catching rocks in space and just keeping them. Like, it's like this one destroyed, this one fling, this one, I'll keep this one.
Yeah.
This
one's it these were bigger things that got, things smashed into it and they formed, you get stuff like that. But for us, Io, Europa, and Ganymede are what we're talking about because they kind of have a lot to do with this week's topic of Europa. And how Io and Ganymede even give Europa a tug job that makes it all hot.
Dude, are you trying to make me puke?
Can he puke? Can you puke? I don't even know how that works.
Shut up.
I don't think it's like a drawer that comes out, right? Like a cash drawer, and he just deposits it.
He just recycles his fucking bot booze that way. Oh, man, I just thought about that hairball from earlier this week.
All right.
Anyway, Europa is just slightly smaller than our own moon. So it's
our moon.
Good size.
I'll tell you what, our moon's decently big.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like
they say but way too big for our planet, which is weird. They think it was because of a collision with another large planet that we had back
or
in the
even
day.
Ours. Right?
Yeah. And it's the sling off,
the slough.
it's the bukkake that was left over after the party. Anyway, so there's some physical characteristics. Why don't you give us a little rundown of said Europa?
Let's talk about the surface and composition. Europa's surface is predominantly composed of water ice, making it one of the smoothest objects in the solar system.
Hey, baby, it's got
like
rizz.
A big old Colt 45 moon.
It works.
The surface
time.
Is made of Colt 45. There's a party all the time on Europa. Take it from me, Billy D. Williams. The surface features a complex network of ridges and bands with some impact craters,
very
indicating
cool.
A young and active surface.
Yeah.
Again, life of the party, baby. Life of the party.
I got a very active surface, baby.
The subsurface is an ocean.
Yeah.
Beneath its icy crust, Europa is believed to possess a global subsurface ocean.
Yeah, not just a global, like a huge motherfucker. Yeah.
Like the whole thing, right? The whole deal.
Yeah.
Estimates suggest the ice shell is about 10 to 15 miles or 15 to 25 kilometers thick, floating on an ocean that's 40 to 100 miles or 60 to 150 kilometers deep.
Man, that makes ours look like a puddle.
So deep, put that ass to sleep. This ocean may contain twice as much water as Earth's oceans combined.
That's crazy to think about, you know? Just amazing.
Where'd it come from?
God.
Oh. Got me there.
Gotcha.
The atmosphere, it has a tenuous atmosphere composed primarily of oxygen, but it's far too thin to support human life.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. But the big question is, we're talking about Europa, and so is NASA. Why? Well, we all know, if you've been paying attention, it's forbidden to even go there. Just ask Arthur C. Clarke. Remember that documentary book from 1982, I think it was 2010, Odyssey 2. It's a sequel to 2001. It was a documentary. Right at the end of it, there's this alien intelligence. It converts Jupiter into a star. Mm. And as a group of, there's these astronauts, they just barely make it away, escaping the implosion. They receive a message from the aliens. All these worlds are yours. All these worlds, that is, are yours, except Europa. Attempt no landing there. So going there is no bueno, but we want to so fucking bad.
We had a 1 in 95 chance, and we blew it.
Oh, man, right? And why? Water, baby. The giver of life. What makes water so special? Why is it that they think there's water there, so we need to go there? What's that about?
It tastes good.
Because it has no taste. We got to put refreshing. We got to get a sip. Yeah. Where there's water, there's life on Earth, right? Yeah, you know, that's the big thing is life as we know it needs water and food and shelter and love.
It's life, Jim, but not as we know it.
Not as we know it.
What's interesting about this is it's briny, right?
Yeah. Or,
well, here's a question for you. Maybe we get into this. Don't worry about it if so, but how do they know it's salt water?
Well, there is the reasoning is the color, which I don't know if I described this enough. So they found that when salt water is exposed to radiation, the color of it, when it becomes ice, is the exact coloring of the surface of Europa.
All right.
And that's because of the salt. It turns this brownish color. So that was one of the first indications of salt water. And then something to do with, you know, the way it moves and, you know, things like that.
I like the way you move it.
I like the... Yep, that's mine. And
I had that... Brent didn't prompt me on that. He just had that ready to go when I asked that question. It.
Yeah, so that's why. And now there's fucking non-believers. They'll say that it's just a novel. But we, like I said, back in 1982, people were pointing to Europa already then is the best chance for life. Arthur C. Clarke knew what was up. We skip a few years to the year of our Lord 2024, the year that we're in right now. And the big brains at NASA has NASA.
NASA.
I think I was thinking Mensa when I said big brains. NASA. Never a straight answer has decided to say, screw you, fuck you, Arthur C. Clarke. We're going there.
Screw
to find
you, fuck
life.
You.
Screw you, fuck you. Even if they don't exactly land, I guess. So maybe we're not breaking the rules. I don't know. How, why, when? Can you have sex with it? We're going to find out more of those answers after this break. on Hysteria 51. I hope you connect with it.
We are suspicious.
Wonderful. Screw you, Minnesota.
Screw you, fuck you.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
All right. Seriously, why? That is a really good question. It's a long fucking way. And the answer is that literally they're going there for the potential for life. Combination nice. Of the subsurface ocean, which we'll figure out why, a relatively thin ice shell, and the presence of essential chemical elements that make Europa, I guess you would call them a prime candidate in the search for extraterrestrial life in our neighborhood. You know, a lot of people say we got to look in, you know, other, you know, star systems and stuff like that. Let's start here. And the ocean's potential contact with the moon's mantle, so it does have rock way down in there, that could provide the necessary chemical energy to support life. There's magma, hot magma. That's what the lava's underground. I didn't know how to do my taxes, but I know the difference between lava and magma. Thank you, public education. It comes up and it hits that cool, that the difference when the water and the not the surface, but the surface of the bottom of the ocean between them. And it hits that hot magma, the cool surface of the water. It releases minerals and all sorts of shit that life needs. And ever on Earth, you get those guys, you know, not geysers, but those plumes that come out underwater.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Vince. I guess they could be vents. Thank you. Ever on Earth, this happens. We have life. Even in hugely vast depths where no light touches, they've never even seen sunlight, there is life teeming. And the life engine, I guess, so to speak, or whatever you want to call it, has been running for, they think, about 1 billion years, they feel like, as in they think there's been water there and there's been some
activity.
Yeah, activity. So this doesn't mean that they're saying that it's been 1 billion years of life. They're just saying there's been the chance, kind of like here, for a long time. And, you know, the right ingredients make the soup, so to speak. And there's not too many cooks. So
too many cooks.
And then that brings us to NASA again and the Europa Clipper mission. So it's kind of cool. It's called the Clipper mission because those Clipper ships were those fast ships that dipped in and out of ports real quick. Well, keep that in mind because this mission just launched October 14th of this year. So it just took off. The aim is to
think about it.
The aim is to conduct detailed reconnaissance of Europa's ice shell and subsurface oceans to try to assess if it's has habitability. I said that word very funnily. if it's habitable or not. Habitability. Hippopotamus. The primary goals are to understand thickness of the ice shell, the depth, if it really is. The salinity or how salinated it is, the composition geology of the surface itself. And this spacecraft will also search for signs of recent or ongoing geological activity, like plumes of water vapor that they've seen on other moons, whereas it's breaking through the ice. And that means it could be a shallower spot. Mm-hmm. And if that water's coming up, we'll get into that with what they could do with that. But don't get too excited for a fast turnaround because even though it's in our neighborhood, it's down the road a piece, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Clipper, it's taken off now, you know, it's traveling through the cosmos. It's going to perform a gravity assist maneuver where it slings around Mars on March 21st of 2025 to gain speed and to adjust its trajectory. And it's not going to arrive at Jupiter until April of 2030.
That's a fucking commute.
Amen to this. Like, that is a trip.
Can't we just work remotely?
Right. Thank God they're not just sending people there. Like, okay, now we wait. Oh, I hate you. Once in orbit around Jupiter, here's how it works. Europa will conduct 49 close flybys of Europa over approximately 4 years. And these flybys will allow this craft to gather, well, images and data of the moon's surface. And they're going to look for those plumes. It's an idea that they got from Earth with these whale snot techniques, where they take drones and they want to know how a whale's doing. When it breaches the surface and it blows its air out, these drones fly through it and collect, they have petri dishes on them, and it collects the snot and things, and they can check the composition of what's going on in the whale. They literally took that and said, yeah, if this is blowing water out, we can fly through it, grab it, and look for microbes and things like that, and see, that'd be an easy way to find it. If not, they can at least find out other things and know if there really is water and things like that. Easy peasy, right?
Well, no.
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, does that mean it would be bringing it back, or would it analyze it?
So there's 49 quick flybys, and it's on this very large elliptical path for a very specific reason, which I'll tell you. And while it's traveling away from Jupiter, it's sending the information back to us. The reason it's doing those 49 quick flybys is it's fucking deadly there because of Jupiter and all its bastard siblings that there. There's a lot of danger. So Jupiter has the most powerful magnetic field of any planet in the solar system. And so that creates this huge magnetosphere. Huge as in many, many times larger than the Earth. Huge, you know, than ours. Mm-hmm. So this magnetic field traps high energy charge particles, electrons, protons, ions emitted from the sun, like solar wind, and particles from, volcanic eruptions on Jupiter's moon Io. And Io is a prick and spews radiation all over the place. And then all of the solar wind is radiation, and it's just a fucking giant plume of death everywhere in there. And it's a death sentence technology. If you took our best technology right now and put it there, it would be completely destroyed in 3 months. When we did close flybys with other things, they had damage done to them just by getting close to Jupiter. So
what
this
if we
thing,
took our best MMA fighter and sent him or her there?
We're gonna send Jake and Logan Paul there, and I want Jupiter.
Okay, where I'm getting the wallet out. Where do I donate to NASA again?
Right, no shit. So it's fear of this radiation and all this stuff, and these trapped particles form this radiation belt similar to like Earth's Van Allen belt, but literally much, much, much stronger.
Like my cheese muffins. Strong.
Yes, buddy. Just
yeah.
Just like really, his cheese muffins.
Really have a kick.
Yeah. So tell us about the orbit and things like that, if you will.
Europa orbits within Jupiter's magnetosphere, also known as what? Genosha? What was it? Was that
yes,
island?
Yes. Thank you.
At a distance.
Maximus or whatever it's fucking, yeah.
At a distance of about 670,900 kilometers.
That's 43 Eric Lynchers. So, yeah. 417,000
miles. That's a jaunt from mm-hmm. the planet. And this places it well within the strongest regions of the radiation belt.
Yeah. Yep.
So as a result, Europa is constantly bombarded by these high energy particles, creating a harsh radiation environment on its surface.
Yeah. 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 Break that down a little bit. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, on the surface, it's about 5.4 sieverts per day. And to put that into perspective for you, a dose of 5 sieverts can be lethal to humans within a short period.
So, this no
is a
bueno.
Little more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
Astronauts aboard the International Space Station are exposed to just 0.001 sievert per day.
And that's dangerous.
I mean, it builds up,
yeah,
right? It
yeah.
stays, I think. Unlike Earth, Europa does not have its own magnetic field to deflect charged particles. And Europa has only a tenuous
yeah.
oxygen-based atmosphere, which is far too thin to shield the surface from that radiation.
Yeah, yeah, right. But the proximity to Jupiter, as well as the two closest, the other two biggest other than Callisto, that Io and Ganymede, is also a blessing, not just a curse. So,
oh, yeah. Silver lining.
Yeah. So the reason Europa sticks out is because it looks nothing like other bodies in the solar system. And what do we see now? I'm talking about rocky bodies. What do we see when we look at them? Craters all over them, you know, just everywhere. Europa is smooth, other than cracks that look like highways. And originally, when they look at it, they're like, why? Ice, baby. So what happens is, it is going through, and it is close to Jupiter. And then there's two other close, the Io and the Ganymede are also close. And so it goes Io, Europa, Ganymede, the closest moons to larger moons to Jupiter. Well, they're all causing gravity to tug on Europa. The reason they think and they know that Europa has a water inside it is because it causes it to do
a slosh.
Weird thing, and it sloshes. That sloshing causes heat. That heat keeps the ice underneath the ice a liquid ocean, roughly the same temperature as like our cold oceans. And
crazy.
That ice blocks the radiation so it doesn't get into the ocean. And so there's tugging. And I saw one guy in a video, and you can watch it. He took two rubber balls, like little bitty basketballs. He put them in his hand so it shows that your hand doesn't heat it. It's not just heat from your hand. He just held his hand in one, and he just squished the other one lightly. And they scanned them, and the one that was squishing got hotter just from that tugging and pulling. And so that tug job. Yeah, that compression, the tug job, it gets it all hot and bothered, like we talked about. And that causes it to, well, a couple things. It causes it to heat up, so there's the water. It causes the surface to always be smooth because it's ice that's remelting. And then those road-looking things are cracks. They said that spread at about the pace of someone walking. That's how quickly it is. Doot, 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 and they just spread and then refreeze over and spread, so it's constantly smooth, unlike anything else that we look at.
Crazy.
Pretty crazy, now, right?
Do those other moons get their own tug jobs in all this dance?
They don't have they're just solid or gas, you know, so they don't have the tug job doesn't have the effect because there's no water. That's what makes it's this. Crazy. The water is what is moving and sloshing, causing the ebb and flow that causes the heat to keep it warm enough for that. So pretty crazy.
And then those vents that are down at the bottom that, you know, if it's anything like what we got here, that's super warm down there at the bottom.
So that helps. But the thing, it's not enough to keep it. So they had talked about it would be, so there could be very thin up to like 10 miles thick of ice, but it would be much, 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 much deeper if it was just those vents, you know, like hardly anything, you know, but they do help, right? You know, and so it's much warmer down there just because geothermal activity and then the tugging. So let's take some smoke break after all the tug job talk. But let's go to break, and when we come back, what do they hope to find? What do we hope to find? What does Hollywood say? That and more on Hysteria 5-1. That was a dumb question, I guess, because what do they hope to find? Life. They hope to find
anything weird.
Yeah. They hope to find a PB Max because I miss those. Maybe some bonkers.
They hope to find a gas station restroom.
Oh, it's the way far out Buc-ee's that always has those beaver tail snacks or whatever the hell they're called. Beaver nuggets in stock. But
Iowa might have the biggest truck stop in America, but Europa has the biggest in the solar system.
So
it's just an ocean. You just get in the water and pee and
no one even complains. Nothing, you know. And now you don't want the bacteria that swims up your penis if it comes from Europa, though. Or do you? I don't know.
Europa pee.
that we were talking about that intense radiation. Well, it interacts with Europa's icy surface, breaking down water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen and creating other compounds like hydrogen peroxide. So everything is just blonde as far as the eye can see. I know this radiation might hinder life on the surface, but could also create antioxidants that when you mix it with the surface's ocean, boom, you got energy for life, you know? So it's kind of like a blessing and a curse at the same time. And any potential life on Europa would likely exist beneath the ice, shielded from radiation by the thick crust, or they could just be, you know, hellish radiation beasts bent on our demise. So that's fun.
Yahtzee.
You've heard, you say radiation beasts. I heard bees. I'm like, oh, you think Asian killer hornets are
Europa killer
radiation
hornets.
Bees.
Europa killer hornets are really big. Hurry.
Oh, shit.
So the Europa Clipper mission, and they've also talked about other future missions are designed with heavy fucking shielding to withstand Europa's radiation while collecting data. And like I said, they're just doing dipping the toe in, and it will perform just brief flybys rather than staying in orbit to minimize radiation exposure, damage, stuff like that.
Do they plan on it coming back, or do they plan on it just disintegrating?
No, it will not come back. And when it's done, they'll do what they've done before, which is crash it into Jupiter. That way, if there is life there, they don't contaminate anything. So that's literally, they've done that before with, I forget the name of the spacecraft, but they literally were like, I don't know if there's life there. Let's not fuck it up, which is nice and refreshing coming from humanity. So. What kind of life, though? That's a big question, David.
I mean, any.
What kind of life? What are they looking for?
Well, you guessed it. Frank Stallone.
Oh! Thank you, Norm. by Frank Stallone, he means microbial. Which is not as fun as giant space squid or killer space barracuda or Frank Stallone. But it would do to answer... I guess the big question.
Why your dad watched Hee Haw?
No, Dick, the why or
he's
the
really
why.
Concerned about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. The are we alone question.
Matt.
That's probably true. Anyway,
it might be some of your old legacy programming in him there.
I knew I shouldn't have scanned my own brain. you know, water, essential chemicals, energy. That's a building blocks for life as we know it. Let's go back to the Europa Clipper. Tell us a little more about that.
Sure. It's equipped with instruments designed to study the moon's ice shell thickness, its surface composition, and potential water.
Yeah, pollutants. Yeah, yeah.
And like these said, tools will help scientists understand the ocean's depth, salinity, and the potential for hydrothermal activity on the ocean floor, which could provide energy sources for life. And NASA says the mission's findings could pave the way for future missions, potentially involving landers or subsurface probes to directly search for signs of life.
Yeah, yeah. And
just like in a certain documentary
that we watched. Yeah. Now, speaking of that documentary, before we get to that one, I was talking about 2001, 2010. They actually, when he was still alive, reached out to Arthur C. Clarke and said, hey, do you care if we go to Europa? And he's like, nah, you can go there now. He literally did. He wrote them a formal letter like, you have the blessing from the aliens. You can go there. Though Jupiter hasn't became a sun yet. And Europa isn't a hot, in the book, it becomes a hot jungle moon after that. And they get their own Europan people. But not to be outdone, like we said, Europa Report. That's an interesting one that kind of tackles this kind of question. If we sent people there, David, we watched that. What'd you think?
I thought it was a fun watch. It's kind of a sci-fi horror type genre.
Yeah, it's filmed interestingly, kind of moves back and forth in the story.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched it. I remember it being pretty decent for what it is. I mean, it seems like it's almost like a sci-fi made-for-TV movie almost, but a little better. And you watched it recently, right?
Yeah, so they go there. It takes a while, not years, but takes a long, not that many years, but they go there, and on the way, they have two engineers that are to help fix things. One of them dies on the way there. So they're kind of fucked because they don't have all their stuff. And the question becomes, what do we do? Do we turn around? Do we go? They decide to go. Well, they burn up too much fuel in the atmosphere going in. What they do is they leave an orbiter and they go down in a lander. And we're pretending the radiation is mitigated somehow with Hollywood magic, I guess. And they are going to drill down through the ice and find out something. And they start seeing light. And they wonder, is that like plumes? Is it, you know, cracks that are... Long story Reflection. Short, there be monsters there. That pretty much eats all of them and ends up destroying the lander. And hilarity ensues, which is... I guess would be the worst case scenario or best case scenario. Hey, they figured out if we were alone or not. The answer
was
no.
It's the best worst case scenario.
Yeah, right? Now, the difference between this is they don't... Now, I guess they have no fucking clue, but they say they don't expect to find anything above microbial life, but, you know, maybe someone better than us seeded that place. Maybe that's where the aliens are coming from and we can't see them from under that water. That's why they come and they go into our water.
I wonder how much we can literally observe on the surface if we have telescopes that can see the surface of it or not. Did you find anything?
So we have, they can see the surface. The Hubble has looked at it quite a bit, things like that. And the Hub, it's been used to see if there were plumes and things which they think they have seen. Now this won't be a lander. It's an orbiter. But it will be flying in close, and it will be taking lots and lots and lots of photos and sending them back. And, you know, the worst ones will be edited and then shown to us.
It would be interesting to see if there's any holes, right? Like any holes in the ice or anything.
Anything worth its fucking weight has a hole or two. You know what I'm talking about?
At least three or four. Yeah. Yep, so yep. That because if there is anything coming from there or whatever, then they'd have to get in and out of that ice somehow.
There's a hole in my surface, dear Europa. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
If they just shoot out of those plumes, that'd be
sit
fun.
In but the like, whale snotter. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
They're literally, if they can find them and if they can fly through them, depending on how high they go up. They talked about being
high.
Enough to be able to be seen from Earth on other moons.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like like a solar flare kind of thing.
It's wild. It's
because
like
they don't have an atmosphere, so it just goes up. There's an atmosphere, but it's all, it's just oxygen and stuff, which sounds cool, but it's, not so much oxygen and radiation.
Don't we actually breathe more nitrogen than oxygen?
Oh, it's like the atmosphere here is like 70% nitrogen.
Yeah.
That's why I always think it's weird. I guess nitrogen is better than, just air in your tires, but it's 70% nitrogen anyway. That seems like a racket to me. I don't know. Would you like 30% more nitrogen? I'll charge you.
A can of air, like in Spaceballs.
Yeah, a Perrier. Salt-free canned air.
That's right.
I have a can of that, and I have liquid Schwark. canned on Druidia.
I told you never to call me on this wall. This is a private wall.
Play with your doll, sir. You're looking at now. When was that? Just now. We passed it.
But, I mean, what this would be, have you ever seen, did you watch much Star Trek? Enterprise?
No, I did not.
The one with Scott Bakula?
No.
They have a species that they call them the aquatic Zindi. And it's just things that are like, they literally have to be transported in tanks of water.
Yeah.
So it's an alien species that's part fish, part, arms and a head and,
but
sentient and okay. Yeah, can communicate. And so it's like,
he says he likes you.
I can't even imagine what sophisticated civilization like that would be, in an aquatic realm.
Well, you didn't watch that other documentary, Aquaman. I think it tells you what that's all about.
That's true. But what if this is where the octopi are coming from?
A fish called Wakanda? Yeah, I or not. What were the? It was not Wakanda. Was Wakanda Forever or whatever when they were with the Namor's people,
Atlanteans. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So crazy. You're saying these are. This Europa is what the Aztecs based their legends on.
That's exactly right. Okay. He says he's God, I think.
We sounded bring like him. He said Quetzalcoatl.
Yeah. Oh, man. Merman is from there, I think, if you watched a lot of He-Man. Merman and his, right. And Fisto.
Fisto just lives on the surface in an ice hut.
he just
fists his way through the ice and then fishes.
Yeah, just, you need a hole? I'll get you a hole. Important question here. I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your over-under on life on Europa? Now, life is a microbe. What do you think?
Percentage-wise?
Yeah.
What is the over-under?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I would set it at 80%.
I think I'm up there with you, too.
I think there's got to be life. Yeah. I mean, I'm 99% sure, just David talking off the cuff here. 99% because if it's got that briny water and these warm vents and stuff and there's geologic activity, yes. How could you not?
It's going to be very weird when they drill through and it drills into some dude's fucking rec room. What the fuck are you doing?
You do that voice very well. I'm starting to suspect you might not be from here.
Get the water glowing.
Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you? Yeah.
Come here, Reba McIntyre.
We're space trimmers to them.
Yes.
That's what...
Oh, they're European graboids.
Oids, I like that.
Oh, it's just Jamie Kennedy underwater, as far as the eye can see. Lord. Oh, man. Anyway. Yeah, man, that's Europa. It's pretty interesting. It's cool. It's not the only what they think watery moon, but it's the one that they have the highest hopes for, and we're on the way currently. That's pretty cool. We're on the way to see if we can find anything. And I'm telling you, I look forward to our future amphibian overlords. So, you know, that's how we get Starro. You want Starro the Conqueror? Because that's how you get Starro the Conqueror.
This is the beginning of I guess we'd have to probably land on it first. So
yeah,
it's the prologue. Because once we land on it, then, you know, something gets on board and is brought back.
A lot of pornos start out that way,
then you have
too.
The thing.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. The thing or weird radiation that's what was caused the Night of the Living Dead. So at least it's not coming back. At least they're going to slam it into Jupiter.
Yeah, and not at least bring we have it back. Options. That's the point.
That's the best.
We have options.
So I'm just ready for the gravity assist maneuver and, you know, see how that works out. Slingshot themselves back through time to get some whales for Europa.
They usually nail that.
Yeah, so far so good. So that's Europa, man. And if you guys got anything else in our solar system that you think is worth checking out, you got to let us know. You can call us 773-669-7277. Email us. You got other weird stories, weird@hysteria51.com, patreon.com/hysteria51. Find this up all nights, lots of radio dramas, no ads for $1 on a month, so nothing wrong with that. And you can find links to everything on a little website called hysteria51.com. There's some blog posts on there, some drawings, lots of feet pics. No, that's on your OnlyFans. I'm sorry. I don't think I have a link to it on there. We need to fix that.
Please.
It's his only.
It's not mixed business with pleasure.
He's got the only OnlyFans that ends in EDU, so it's a very special, special website.
It's the only OnlyFans where it'll European you, if that's your thing.
I'm European. European.
European. Yeah.
And so hopefully they find Frank Stallone when they get there is the big question that we all need answered. Yeah, so. Get us your weird stories, weird, like we said, at hysteria51.com. K keep them coming. Jump on Facebook. There's our discussion group on there. There's links to our Discord and our Steam stuff. You can play games with us. And we're going to, as soon as I get my freaking studio finished, we finally have the guy coming out to start. We had to get rid of our last contractor. We're getting new people and finishing the building of all that stuff. So hopefully sooner than later, we'll be rolling with that and be doing some Twitch gaming. I'm good at twitching. Nice. Yeah, with you. So got that coming up. And with all of that set up, and Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.